USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A breaking news update this hour out of Houston, Texas, where four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed. Now, this comes just 3 years after a gunman kills five police officers in Dallas, Texas. In a tweet, Houston police reporting the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters have been exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. And nasty cold, bitter winter weather across the country. Snow could even hit in the south in Atlanta ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
USA Radio Business News now. On Wall Street, a down day, the Dow losing 208 points to close at 24,528, the NASDAQ down 79 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 21 points. In other news, the White House holding its first press briefing of 2019, and it's the first one in 41 days. Topics include border wall security and the president's plan going forward. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with what Sarah Huckabee Sanders has to say.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
Over the next 3 weeks, let's get it done. The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border, including funding for a border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you watched it happen live, you will never forget it, or where you were, or who you were with. It was 1986. It has been 33 years since the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up. All the astronauts on board killed. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Thursday, the anniversary of when the Challenger exploded just 1 minute 13 seconds after lifting off in 1986.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that.
Experts ruled the cause of the accident was extremely cold weather, which caused two rubber O-rings that sealed the joint between the sections of the rocket booster to fail. All seven astronauts aboard lost their lives in the disaster, including the first teacher in space, Kristen McAuliffe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the China-U.S. trade war. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.